Lesson 11, The Father as Patriarch. This lesson is designed to strengthen our understanding of the role of the father as patriarch in the home. Introduction. Show visual 11-A, The Lord Expects Fathers to Lead Their Families. President Spencer W. Kimball has said, "The Lord organized his children in the beginning with a father who procreates, provides, and loves, and directs, and a mother who conceives and bears and nurtures and feeds and trains, and children who come to love, honor, and appreciate each other. The family is the great plan of life as conceived and organized by our Father in Heaven." The Family Influence, Ensign, July 1973, page 15. What does President Kimball name as the father's responsibilities? The title father is sacred and eternal. It is significant that of all the titles of respect and honor and admiration that are given to deity, he has asked us to address him as father. Father, Consider Your Ways, pamphlet, 1973, page 2. Sing or read the verses of O My Father. See the Gospel Principles Manual, page 350. During the Savior's mission on earth, he referred many times to his father and spoke of him in a sacred way. The scriptures show that he knew his father, for he talked with him and did his will. See Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. The Savior's example of respect and honor for his father is the pattern we should follow and the pattern we should teach our children to follow. How can we show respect for our heavenly father, for our earthly fathers? A father holding the priesthood should live worthy to be called by the sacred name of father by his children. If he does so, he will be prepared for eternal fatherhood. Each of us has the power to do this, to have our family with us and experience joy with them throughout eternity. A father is patriarch of his family. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. Page 96 contains visual 11a. Heavenly Father has designated that the husband or father be the head of his household. This pattern of having the husband or father as the head of the family is patriarchal in nature. We are especially blessed as members of the church because we have the priesthood to help us be effective patriarchs. Each family in the church is a kingdom or government within itself. The father is the head of that government. He is the highest authority in his home and presides over all family functions. Joseph F. Smith, Gospel Doctrine, pages 286 through 288. Concerning this matter, President Joseph F. Smith has written, "It sometimes happens that the elders are called in to administer to the members of a family. Among these elders, there may be presidents of stakes, apostles, or even members of the first presidency of the church. It is not proper under these circumstances for the father to stand back and expect the elders to direct the administration of this important ordinance. The father is there. It is his right, and it is his duty to preside. He should select the one who is to administer the oil, and the one who is to be mouth in prayer, and he should direct the administration of that blessing of the gospel in his home." Gospel Doctrine, page 287. The Lord wants the father to bless his family, not just rule over them. To do this, he must use his priesthood righteously to bless each family member. Eldred G. Smith, Emeritus Patriarch to the Church, told about a woman who came to him seeking a special priesthood blessing. He said, "When I asked her why she wanted a special blessing, she refused to tell me. I learned from her that her husband was a member of the church and held the Melchizedek priesthood, so I spent considerable time trying to teach her the principle of priesthood order, where the father in the home should bless the members of the family. I asked her to go home and get her blessing from her husband instead of from me. Sometime later, she returned to my office, refreshed my memory of this experience, and said she had left my office very resentful. She said the reason she refused to tell me why she wanted a blessing was that she wanted the blessing because there wasn't the proper relationship between her and her husband, and then I had sent her home to get a blessing from her husband. So, naturally, she was a little bit resentful. Then she added, 'That was one of the finest things that ever happened. She said she went home, she prayed about it, she thought about it, and then finally she mustered enough courage to ask her husband for the blessing. Of course it shocked him, but she was patient. She let him think it over a bit, ponder about it, and pray about it. And finally he gave her a blessing. Then she added, There has never been such a fine relationship in our home in all our lives as we have had since he gave me that blessing. Family Unity Through a Father's Blessing, Improvement Era, June 1965, page 534. The home is the place for the family to progress, both together and individually. To encourage this progression, the father should always preside over his home with love, wisdom, gentleness, understanding, and patience. As the highest authority in the home, the father should be the guiding example. Faithful and obedient fathers who lead their families in righteous living on earth will help their families be worthy to live together in the eternities. As patriarchs in our families, we should treat our wives and children with the utmost respect. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 28. How should we treat our wives? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. What advice does this scripture give fathers in raising their children? Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 41 through 45. How can this scripture help us be good patriarchs in our families? The scriptures contain many stories of fathers who were good patriarchs. Alma the younger gathered his sons together and gave each one his counsel and blessing. Alma chapter 35, verse 16. King Benjamin taught his sons to understand the scriptures. Mosiah chapter 1, verse 2. Both Adam and Lehi blessed each of their children before they died. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 53. 2 Nephi, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Through the power of the priesthood, these prophets fulfilled their patriarchal responsibilities to their families. Through our priesthood, we too can be righteous patriarchs in our families. Meeting basic family needs. As a patriarch to his family, a father has the responsibility to help family members meet their needs. Everyone has physical needs, such as food, shelter, and clothing. What other basic needs do our families have? List the following on the chalkboard as they are mentioned. To be wanted and loved. We can satisfy this need by showing affection and telling our families we love them. Elder Lauren C. Dunn has given us an example of this need. I recall a stage play that recently was made into a movie. It dealt with parents whose only child, a son, returned from military service. The father and son had never been close. It was a situation in which both father and son loved each other, but were unable to find ways to express themselves, and therefore hostilities arose because each thought the other did not like him. The high point of the play came when the boy said to his father something like this, "Dad, I always resented you when I was younger because you never told me that you loved me. But then I realized that I had never told you that I loved you either. Well, Dad, I'm telling you now, I love you." For one electrifying moment, the father and son embraced each other as the pent-up love and appreciation of years came flooding out. The Growing Problem of Drug Abuse, Improvement Era, June 1969, pages 52 and 53. Why should we tell family members we love them? How else can we show them that they are wanted and loved? To have self-esteem. We can help our family members build self-esteem by praising their achievements. We can teach them that they are God's children. We can help them develop their talents. All these things help them build confidence, a positive self-image, and a feeling of worth. Parents should constantly look for ways to praise and encourage their children. And children, in turn, should regularly express thanks to their parents. One father says, "I spend my family home evening time praising my children rather than criticizing them. I'd rather tell them what I've seen them do that's right than what I've seen them do that's wrong." Quoted by George Durant, A Gift from Heaven, Ensign, March 1971, page 7. To have a purpose in life. Everyone needs to feel that life has meaning, that there is a purpose in existence. We can help family members fill this need by teaching them the gospel. Each individual needs to know that earth life is to help him grow and become more like God. We must teach our children that our purpose on earth is to find peace and happiness and to prepare ourselves to return to our Father in heaven. To have self-discipline and to be able to work. Brother Glenn E. Nielsen, president of a large oil company, was once asked what teacher influenced his life the most. He replied, "My father. He taught me the joy of work well done. He taught me how to put more hay on my pitchfork and to step forward as I pitched it into the hay rack." And he would add, "All work is easier and lighter if you step into it rather than away from it. Church News, March 25, 1978, page 2. Show Visual 11-B. Fathers need to teach their children to work. The benefits of learning to work are illustrated in the following story. Two elderly neighbors one day were talking about their lives and those of their children. John's oldest boy was just finishing college and had been on the honor roll through all of his studies. Jim's boy had just been convicted of a serious crime and sent to the state prison. Jim and John had lived side by side and been good neighbors during their son's growing up period. Their boys had played together and had gone to school together. Jim, in discussing what had happened, stated, "The whole difference between our sons' lives was that you kept a cow, John. I recall that when the boys were playing, your boy would leave early so that he could milk and feed the cow. By keeping that cow, you taught your boy to accept responsibility." 1967-1968 Priesthood Study Course, Aaronic Priesthood, Adult, page 35. We can't all have cows, but we can give our children work to do. We should also give them the freedom to work out the problems that come with work. We should not do their work for them, but should help them successfully complete their tasks. See Lesson 15, Sharing in Family Work. As a man realizes that he is the earthly father of a spirit child of God, he cannot help but feel keenly his responsibility to nurture that child with all the tender, loving care possible. N. Eldon Tanner, Fatherhood, Ensign, June 1977, page 2. Page 101 contains Visual 11-B. Meeting Family Spiritual Needs. Fathers holding the priesthood have the right and responsibility to bless their families with priesthood leadership and perform for them what priesthood ordinances they can. Show the poster you have prepared or write on the chalkboard and discuss ways fathers can lead and bless their families. See Teacher Preparation. Fathers can lead and bless their families in the following ways. 1. Be the presiding authority in the home. 2. Conduct personal interviews with each family member. President N. Eldon Tanner said that when he was a young man, his father would interview him. He said, "He told me how important the priesthood was and what was necessary for me to do to be worthy of that priesthood. He was the best friend I had." The Blessing of Church Interviews, Ensign, November 1978, page 41. 3. Give blessings of comfort to his wife and children. 4. Administer to the sick in his family, Melchizedek priesthood bearers only. 5. Receive revelation and inspiration for his family. 6. Hold family prayers morning and evening. 7. Call on family members to pray and bless the food. 8. Hold family home evening every Monday night. 9. Encourage family members to participate in missionary work, genealogical research, and temple ordinances. 10. Be a good example and keep the commandments. 11. Create a feeling of love and understanding in the home. Ask the assigned priesthood holder to bear his testimony of the joy of being part of a close, loving family. Conclusion. In the Lord's plan, husbands and fathers are the heads of their homes and the patriarchs of their families. As such, a father should develop a proper relationship with his wife and children. This relationship should be one of love, trust, and cooperation. As fathers, therefore, we should be concerned about the welfare of each family member. Asking ourselves the following questions will help us discover how we might improve. 1. Do I really take time to be concerned about my family? 2. Do I show respect for my family, their property, and their thoughts? 3. Do I recognize that each member of my family is an important individual? 4. Do I tell my family that I love them? Do I show them my love by my actions? It is a joyous privilege and blessing and a heavy responsibility to be the father and the patriarchal head of a family, with the challenge to teach and prepare its members to go back into the presence of their Heavenly Father, where the family can continue to enjoy eternal life together. N. Eldon Tanner, Fatherhood, Ensign, June 1977, page 2. Challenge. Husbands and fathers. 1. Understand your responsibility as patriarchs in your home. 2. Discuss this with your wife during the week. Gain her support in helping you fulfill your duties. 3. Honor your father. He remains your patriarch even after your marriage. Young and unmarried men. 1. Honor your priesthood. Prepare yourself to be a righteous patriarch in your home. 2. Honor your father. He is the patriarch of your family. Additional scriptures. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7. Parents to teach their children. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Choose whom you will serve. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 25. Order to reign in families. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. Fathers to rule their homes. Doctrine and Covenants, section 75, verses 28 and 29. Fathers to provide for their families. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Study Duties and Blessings of the Priesthood, Part A, Lesson 12, The Father's Responsibility for the Welfare of His Family. 2. Obtain a chalkboard and chalk. 3. Make a poster of the 11 items discussed in the lesson that fathers can do to lead and bless their families. 4. Select a priesthood holder who has a close, loving family. Ask him to bear his testimony of the joy he feels in his family. 5. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in the lesson. End of Lesson 11, The Father as Patriarch.